Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mega Power. Yeah. Good morning. 7:10. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Quick look at your forecast today. Not the nicest day today. We do have some lake effect snow possible in some areas. High of 36 tonight, partly cloudy, low of 23. But the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 50, gorgeous day. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 60.
I'll take it.
Oh, snap, crackle, pop.
It's great for the weekend.
It is, perfect. Yeah, it can be crappy during the week while I'm working. I don't care.
You know?
Weekend, though, needs to be nice.
That's when it's time to grill and be outside.
Be outside, get some sun, do a little tanning.
What?
On my roof. I don't know. Anyway, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
That's 77, by the way.
Yes. We know, Hunter. Moron. According to a new survey, Logo tops the list of the world's most reputable companies. It's for the fourth year in a row. Rounding out the top five are Disney, Rolex, Ferrari.
Ferrari? I wanted a Ferrari cake. Ferrari, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm surprised. And also Microsoft down there. All companies on the list scored points for innovation, investment, and staff training, and focus on quality. But Lego, number one.
I was going to say Lego's got to be in there.
Lego is legit, man.
They're everywhere.
Been doing it right. I love Legos. Every house that had kids in the 90s had just a tub of Lego pieces.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bunch of Legos.
Never had Legos.
What?
Yeah, never had Legos.
Did your parents not love you?
No, I had all the different toys. I don't think I liked them as a kid.
How do you not like...
I don't know.
I'm glad your parents didn't love you, because that's ridiculous.
I don't know.
Legos are amazing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
What? That man.
What do?
You build awesome stuff. Yeah, awesome things.
It just sits there.
You play with it, dumb.
No.
Dude, I used to build like off-road racers and everything. I had the Ninja Turtles one. Ninja Turtles Legos, legit.
Yeah.
You build airplanes.
Oh, yeah. I'd actually built like real models. Remember those? I was actually a man. I didn't have Legos like a child.
You built real models? What are you going to do with those? Put them on a banister?
Are actually good display pieces.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know what? Yeah, you were breathing in all that glue, and that explains why you're so dumb.
Lego.
Oh, my God.
What are you for?
You're the only person in the world that doesn't like Lego. It's the most reputable company. And you're like, no.
It's like everybody has tubs of Legos that just sit there. They just take up room.
Stupid.
All they do is ruin feet.
You know, you didn't build the models. You just sat there and sniffed the glue, and it ruined your dumb little brain. You were already dumb, but then all that glue ruined it.
You know how hard it was to pull apart Legos if you put one in the wrong block?
No, because there's a tool for it.
Yeah.
If you have the tool, it's fine.
For what, three easy payments of $29.99?
I hope you step on a Lego with no shoe on later.
Well, I don't have to worry about it because I don't have any.
I'm gonna place Legos throughout your house in the middle of the night. You're going to step on them. That's the only justice that will... fit this crime.
Legos.
You're so dumb. You're so stupid. Scientists in England think we're about 30 years away from electronic immortality. By that time, Dr. Ian Pearson thinks that technology will exist for the super rich, to unload their minds into different bodies, pretty much turning their brains into something resembling the cloud and allowing them to continue growing and learning while everyone else could continue to communicate with them. So basically, we're taking our brain knowledge, putting it in data, like on a chip, and uploading it to a different body. Like, I don't know if it'd be a robot body, I'm guessing.
Isn't that like the movie, Transcendence? Transcendent?
Something like that with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, where he gets his mind uploaded into a robot and he continues to live.
I just told you, Adam Savage did a show about that. And it was like the first man to live to 1,000.
Yeah.
And it talked about all this technology. But yeah, there's this one point at the end where it's, the brain basically can be uploaded into different bodies. You could essentially live forever. And your body's dead, but your brain and all your thoughts and everything. So do you know you're dead? Would it be like waking up from a nap?
I think you'd have to know, right? I mean, if you're uploading everything you know, all the information that you've known from being a human.
So, like, this body that we're in right now, it's getting old. I'm ready to get into a younger body. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, we're going to put you to sleep. But I don't know. Would you trust people with it? Would you not know?
Here's a weird thing to think about, though.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to upload the information, you got to do it while you're alive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you upload your, what happens?
That's what I mean.
I mean, you're still alive, and then they upload it into a robot. So basically, there's two of you, but one of them is bionic.
So the body dies, and like maybe when you switch it over, so you know. But that's what I'm saying, though. Is like, how, if you're like, okay, we're going to transfer your thoughts over, you're not going to be awake for that. You're not going to feel the transfer. So what's saying like, oh, yeah, we'll transfer you over, and then they just kill you. You're not going to know.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing.
It'd be really weird if your thoughts were transferred to a bionic body and it came alive while you were alive.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Hunter?
Which I guess could happen if you're awake, if it's just scanning your brain.
Yeah. What's scarier? Do you know about singularity?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same.
You talk about it all the time.
Yeah, it's when AI reaches the human intelligence. So we don't know any more than AI.
I think it's already there.
Well, the singularity is when robots are self-aware.
Yeah.
They know basically how to build themselves.
We're at the point where we're not smarter than computers in that sense, in my mind. Because seriously, you can ask Alexa pretty much anything, and it can get it because it is hooked up to the internet. Mm-hmm. Without us being able to look it up. So I think we're already at the point where the robots and machines are smarter than us, but they don't know that they're robots and machines. Right. So will that ever happen? I don't think it will.
Scary.
I don't think it will. I don't think we'll ever allow it to happen.
When you can't turn it off.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But I don't ever see that being an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy what they're doing.
Here's what, there's psychos out there, you know, and psychos that have a lot of money and are quite smart.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do like a terrorist attack, that might be it. That might be the future version of having a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Here's a robot that is smarter than you and is self-aware.
We already see that with hackers, in a sense, is attacking technology of people. You know, you got people hacking in and getting bank records and all your stuff. Yeah, it's that cyber terrorism, which is more and more prevalent each passing year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man.
I
don't know. But you know what you can't hack? Legos. Can't hack them because they're the perfect toy.
Well, I can't hack them because I don't have any.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
I know. I hope you know everyone hates you right
Turned
now.
Turned out just fine.
Everyone hates you right now.
And you know what? I got Legos. A thick wallet, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't spend all my money on Legos. Yeah. They just sit there.
You had a wallet when you were a kid?
Yep.
It was just full of money?
Full of money.
Nope, not buying Legos.
The Morning Dub. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock